dualist system, and under Article 29(6) of the Constitution, as the committee knows, no international agreement shall be part of the domestic law of the state, save as may be determined by the Oireachtas, our legislature. And we have so far not chosen to incorporate the covenant directly into our domestic law, but to give effect to the rights provided for by the covenant through the relevant provisions of the Constitution, legislation and rules of law. Ireland's legal framework provides extensive protection for human rights. Many of the covenant's provisions have counterparts in our Constitution, and Articles 40 to 44 of the Constitution expressly provide for a significant range of fundamental rights, including the rights to equality before the law, liberty, life, freedom of expression, association and assembly. In addition, the courts have recognised many unenumerated or derived rights arising from the text of the Constitution, including the rights to privacy, to marry, to travel, to an effective remedy, and to freedom from torture, inhuman or degrading treatment. And the Irish courts have made clear that the Constitution is a living, evolving text and have evolved an elaborate and sophisticated jurisprudence in relation to constitutionally protected rights. And in doing so, the courts have frequently made reference to international human rights instruments, including the Covenant, and drawn inspiration from them. The constitutionality of any law may be challenged in the High Court, the Court of Appeal, or the Supreme Court, and where any law is found by those courts to be unconstitutional, it ceases to have legal effect. It's also important to note that the Constitution has horizontal effect. It can be invoked in disputes between individuals and not merely between individuals and the state. And some significant decisions in human rights cases have indeed been handed down in cases between private parties. There's also a comprehensive system of judicial review which covers all administrative acts and enables a person to obtain redress where they've been the subject of an improper use of administrative or legal powers. And as the committee knows, since 2003, the European Convention on Human Rights, whose provisions again correspond extensively with the Covenant, has been incorporated into domestic law at a sub-constitutional level. And this was done as part of Ireland's commitment under the Good Friday Agreement to work towards uniform human rights protection in the two parts of the island of Ireland. And under the European Convention on Human Rights Act 2003, the courts shall interpret a statutory provision or rule of law insofar as is possible in a manner compatible with the state's obligations under the convention provisions. And that reflects the broader presumption that's applicable in Irish law, under which it's presumed that the Oireachtas, our legislature, intended to legislate in a manner consistent with the state parties, with the state's treaty obligations, and accordingly the courts should, where possible, seek to interpret such legislation in a manner which is consistent with Ireland's international obligations. And in addition, when the state is implementing European Union law, which forms a substantial part of Ireland's legal framework, it's bound by the Union's Charter of Fundamental Rights. So consequently, when Ireland is acting within the scope of European Union law, it must comply with the rights guaranteed by the Charter. In other cases, rights under the Covenant are protected under legislative provisions and provisions of the common law. So notwithstanding that the Covenant has not been directly incorporated, the Irish legal system, we think, provides fully effective remedies for breaches of the rights recognised by the Covenant. And given the dualist nature of the Irish legal system, and the extensive protections for civil and political rights provided by domestic law, Ireland therefore takes the view that the most appropriate way of giving effect to the Covenant rights in its domestic legal order is by way of the application of comparable constitutional and other provisions of domestic law. Thank you.
My name is Declan O'Brien. I'm in the Department of Justice and have responsibility for youth justice.